You're listening to Softwit Evolution. I'm your host, Priscilla Alvarez, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled, Software Evolution by Manny Lehman. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. In a kind of mocking homage, there is a recent essay on the subject that Lehman helped to create in the 1970s. Written by colleagues at other universities, the paper cites his original IBM report from 1969, which documented the development of the first computer programming language C++, as well as a study that was extended to other programs. The growing size of the cluster documented the growing number of researchers whose shrinking office space now had to compete for researchers, providing them with access to a wide range of ideas that eventually prevailed. Michael Godfrey, a scientist at the University of Waterloo, was equally hesitant, but still found Lehman's approach useful. In 2000, he published a study showing that several open-source software programs, including the Linux kernel and Fetchmail, grew at geometric growth rates, breaking the reverse squaring barrier that had constrained the growth of the most traditional programs in the open-source community. While the discovery confirmed the idea that large system development is best handled in an open-source way, Godfrey said he is looking at how to refine the quantitative approach to make it more meaningful. Holt came across Lehman's work while researching the development of the Linux kernel and other open-source software programs. It seems to me that the father of software evolution was a pioneer of the concept of evolution, as Darwin's biological concept of evolution was used to undermine the belief that a creator is the origin of everything. There is no doubt that Manny's view of evolution is profoundly different from Darwinism, and I was able to understand that after working with him for 5 years, he has always defended the idea that there is no phenomenon of his own, and his research contributions include the development of the Linux kernel and other open-source software programs, as well as the creation of a number of open-source projects. During his studies at the University of California, Berkeley, he developed an interest in mathematics and science. He studied mathematics at Imperial College London, where he worked as a student in the Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science. He obtained a state technical scholarship, which enabled him to attend Imperial College London to obtain his degree in mathematics. During his studies at the University of California, Berkeley, he studied mathematics, computer science and computer engineering as well as computer programming. From 1957 to 1964 he worked for the Israeli Ministry of Defense for 1 year and from 1964 to 1972 for the Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at the University of California, Berkeley, where he studied program evolution in computer science. He studied and identified a number of behaviors that later became known as the Lehman laws of software evolution. His study of the programming process of IBM laid the foundation for his laws of software development as well as his research on the development of programming languages in general. It is important to note that these laws have been revised and updated several times in the past. The laws recognize the various forces that drive new development, but they also take into account factors that slow it down. Lehman argues that these laws are typically followed for a software system to survive. Bill is one of the sharpest people I know and he's helped me figure things out for a long time, but he's also a good friend and a great mentor. In particular, Bill talked about the relationship between software development and technical debt or the debt of software development. He believes that we can build on the concept of software evolution, known as technical debt. This led to a discussion about the relationship between software development and technical indebtedness, or the indebtedness of the software industry as a whole, and in particular the role of software. The social and economic consequences of failure in this regard clearly indicate that adequate management is increasingly critical to the long-term success of the software industry as a whole, and of software development in particular. These principles inform and motivate research activities in software engineering, because by reflecting on the methods and tools used, the discipline is a means by which uncertainty and the consequences of uncertainty can be minimized, and this principle informs and motivates research activities in software engineering. The SPE classification, which is mentioned in many software engineering texts, is one of the most important aspects of software process classification. This classification helps to solve ubiquitous problems related to software processes and was used in the first software process workshops, where Manny presented different models for software processes. He noted that the self-dynamics that develop during the first releases of a process pick up the behavioral trends of system development and are, for example, more limited than normally assumed. This is all for today, guys. My name is Priscilla and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Software Evolution and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.